So those are just some of the little things. Now, we're going to start going right back to the basics in this teleseminar. And what I want you to think of, and you can do this yourself now while I'm talking, plus I also want you to think about this when you're listening to these tapes later on. I want you to think to yourself, why do you need bookings? And I've told you some of the reasons why I did the bookings. The first one is I wanted the fresh cash. When you do a party, it gives you income, an income stream that's coming in continually. If your booking schedule is consistent, then you've constantly got that source of income coming in. What you also need to, besides doing the parties and getting the fresh cash, you're putting yourself in front of more people so that you can get more bookings. You're also, if you are a recruiter, if you are a leader with your company, when you do bookings, this puts you in front of people to sponsor into this business. And it's much easier to do things when you're talking to 8 to 10 people at a time. You have a consistent source of leads. It also, doing parties basically or having your booking schedule is giving you the money that you need for your income. I always, now this, and this kind of goes both ways, but I have found in my past experience being in direct sales that sometimes the people like myself who did not have a second job, I didn't have a full-time job, this became my only source of income. This was how I paid bills. Because I didn't have something to fall back on, and if one of my bookings canceled, I didn't have a daytime job that was going to pay my bills. I became, I think, more resourceful in replacing that booking that canceled because I had debts, I had bills that I had, my income was paying a certain part of our household expenses. So I had to replace those bookings. So I think it makes it a little bit easier maybe for us that did not have a second source of income to rely on to kind of give us a little way to make sure that we were going to make sure those bookings held. You need to decide how many parties a week you want to do. This is all dependent on two different things: how much time you are willing to devote to your business, but the biggest thing that you need to ask yourself is how much money, weekly money, do you want to get from your business? How much money are you wanting out of your business? If you want $200 to $300 per week and your average party brings in $100, then you know that you need to do 2 to 3 parties every week in order to get the income that you want just from your parties. I'm not talking about your leadership income because every company has overrides and compensation programs. I'm just talking about money that you want, the fresh cash that you're going to get from doing your parties. I always found that when I figured out how much money I wanted to make per week on my parties, it also helped me to know what I was going to spend that money on. And I, most of the time during my 22 years in the industry, especially as I got into the leadership positions, most of the money that I got from my parties that I did every week was my kind of fun money. That was the money that I could take the kids out for a fun day at the show, or I could put some of that money away for vacations and things. If I wanted to just go on a shopping spree, that was kind of my fun money. And the money that I brought in as my override for being a leader, that was the money that I used and had targeted for my expenses. So that was as I developed in the business and got a little bit higher up in the business and had more overrides and things coming in. So it just kind of, if you know what you're going to be spending your money on, you know how much you want and what you want to spend it on, then what I want you to do is I want you to identify, after you've identified how many times you want to work, I want you to identify the days that you want to work. I think this is the number one feedback that I get from people that have been in my teleseminars or in my live seminars, is that when they learn to use the open date card that is in my workbook and they learn to control their calendar, you feel like you have set yourself free. This business is a business where you can be your own boss, you can work your own hours around your family and other obligations. And I feel that people, if we are going to teach people, and if we're going to tell people, come on into this, you know, business, you can join a direct selling business because you're going to be your own boss, you can set your own hours and work your business around your family and other obligations, and then you don't do it, you're not setting the example for them. So if you say, I want to work Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings, I want to work three times a week, and I prefer to work Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings, then all you need to do is make sure you're using your open date card and working Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday every week. You should never book your parties outside of 4 weeks away. You should be booking your parties as close as you can, but you should always be booking them within your first 4 available weeks. Now, I say don't, you know, there's some people that it could even be on this teleconference right now that maybe you have, you're booking parties that are 4, 5, 6 weeks away. And I know that as I got more established in the business, I tended to have parties that sometimes were, you know, 30 to 40 days away. I didn't like those parties as much. The farther you have to book that person away, the less enthusiastic she is. So you want to keep your schedule as close as you can, and when you start getting a ton of bookings like I did, that gives you a source of bookings that you can maybe share with some of your downline team members. So just remember, you can get yourself so many bookings that you have tons of bookings to share with your other team members that are underneath you. Now, let's talk about where do you begin if you have absolutely no bookings on your calendar. Probably a good thing that I can't hear anybody at this point, because I don't want to hear about all the people who took the summer off and then are trying to struggle and get their business re-going again. By the way, if you did take the summer off and you're struggling a little bit, make sure that you check the August 2004 newsletter that I have an article on there, How to Recover from Summeritis, and it gives you some tips and ideas of how to get your business going again after the summer. But we're going to share some of them with you right now, too.